Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And joining me on this very gloomy Dunedin morning, but luckily not joining me from Dunedin, sparing them the trouble, I'm chatting to Leo from Park Road. They just released a brand new single and it slaps, which is what was trying to come out all at once. How are you doing this morning, Leo?
Doing very good, thank you. It's also quite gloomy in Auckland, so...
We're in it together.
Yeah.
What a treat. And speaking of treats, Park Road just released a brand new song. It is called Every Night. It is very poppy and it's very upbeat and it's very fun and funky and groovy. Tell us a little bit about this brand new track.
It's our third single from the album. As you said, pretty funky, pretty fun, pretty poppy. It's a pretty new sound for us, I'd say. But so excited to get it out.
Woohoo! And when I my very first listen to the track, I was listening and I was like, it sounds like super familiar. And I was like, why do I love this so much? Like, my brain is linking something here, but I can't place what it is. And I think specifically what it was like that the guitar, like in the back, that it sounds a lot like Girls from 1975. And then rumor has it 1975 was one of the inspirations for this track. Are the rumors true, Leo? Please tell us. I'm begging.
Who's that?
we were definitely they're the super light underground band, like you wouldn't know them.
I've never heard of them. No, we were all like definitely listening to a lot of 1975 when we were making our album. It's weird, it's like we've all five of us in the band have super different music tastes, but there's like one or two bands that we all just agree on. And the 1975 happens to be one of those. So, yeah, definitely a huge inspiration for us.
That's a good take from the band as well, because, like, they make incredible, incredible music, as do Park Road. As you said before, this is the third track from the upcoming album. How are you feeling about, like, the third single is out now? We're really starting to get a lot of momentum towards the album's release. Are you nervous? Are you excited? Like, what's the vibe?
I'm just so excited, eh? It's been like a long time since we finished it. I think it was mid last year. So, well, I'm just so excited for it to come out. Couple months now. Yeah.
Woohoo! It's going to be fantastic. And like you were saying before, Every Night, the brand new single, it's a bit of a departure from the old Park Road sound that I think a lot of people are familiar with. Is this new single reflective of the sound that's going to be on the album, or is it going to be a little bit more dynamic in terms of old sound, new sound?
Yeah, a little bit dynamic, I reckon. It's quite a big jump from our old sound. But then in the album there's a lot of songs that go towards that way, but then definitely a mix of older sounding, but I'd say most of them are kind of on the Every Night wavelength.
Woohoo! Now, of course, like since Park Road sort of really came on and cemented your place in the scene, a lot has changed since then, not even externally in terms of like pandemic life, but of course internally, like as artists, you're not exempt from growing up and changing and experiencing different things in life. So naturally your sound will change. Has this sound going from like Ride, for example, to Every Night, was that change intentional, or did it kind of just happen with the natural progressions of life and growing up? Oh, connection is a little bit choppy, not ideal, but you know what? This is Showbiz, baby. I'm currently chatting to Leo from Park Road about their brand new single. I think Leo is back here with me now.
I lost you. I'm back.
Okay, fantastic. Basically, what I was asking was the change between, you know, Park Road sound with Ride, for example, to your sound with Every Night. Was that an intentional change, or did it come alongside just the natural progressions, ebbs and flows of life?
Yeah, I'd say it was just more natural. We actually wrote the song well, recording. I think like the half of the band was in Studio A recording some vocals for one of our tracks, and then I was in Studio B on my computer making this like demo thing of Every Night, and then Angus, our lead guitarist, came in and played that little funky thing. It kind of just happened, that song, really. It was like really quickly came together, and then the rest of the band came in and everyone was like, oh yeah, there was like heaps of energy when we made it. So yeah, I'd say it was more of a natural thing. Just came out of nothing, really.
Oh, gorgeous. That is my favorite kind of music, eh? Where you're just like, you're just messing around with something, just like being like, oh, is this going to sound good? And then it all comes together and it's awesome. And you're like, woohoo, take that one off. Oh, what a treat. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Leo. Congratulations. Oh, this internet is really just fighting for its life right now. But it is all good. Leo, what a legend. This is the brand new track from Park Road. It is called Every Night. You will hear it is poppy and it is fantastic. I love the indie pop coming out of New Zealand at the moment. I think it is so special because it always has that, like, that New Zealand, that little, like, twang on it, you know? A lot of fun. Turn this up. Keep it locked here on The One. Late Breakfast with Candace. On your bed, you want to get it. Run your set, you don't want to forget. I'm sinking like lead. I want a minute. I gotta admit, I think about shit that I shouldn't have said. In my head, didn't wanna get in. I need you right here. You got a minute? It's all said, but I gotta confess this. Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.